So here we go, we're going to do some meditation now. That's why we turn off the mobile phones, so nothing makes a noise, I hope. And in the meantime, we can learn how to relax to the max, both mentally and physically. And you deserve it. Life is very busy, running around, rushing around, and there does come times every now and again when we can stop. Times which we can grab just to find some peace in the turmoil of our day. And this is one such time. Half an hour of calm, peace and rest. So with your eyes closed, just think rest, think peace. Meditation is not work. It's the opposite. It's learning how to be still, so your energies can be restored. So with your eyes closed, be aware of your body and be mindful of the feelings in your body, because these feelings are telling you that you need to adjust your body, to fidget your bottom, to move your legs, to scratch, to cough, whatever you need to do. Please do so. So you can relax the body. If you need to pass wind, please sit at the back. So the body can relax to the max. And as you're relaxing, can you feel what I call the delight of a relaxed body? It's as if your poor body gets stressed and pressured, and now every bit of stress in the body, you're sort of loosening. You're taking away all the pressure to get somewhere. You've arrived, you're here. So learn how to be in this moment with your body and get to know her. Sometimes that we run around, we don't get to know our body, how it feels. We don't know how to care for it. And the great thing is, if there is a tightness, a tension, an irritation anywhere in your body, just by being aware of it and wishing it well, wishing it kindness, being kind to that part of the body, as if you have an invisible hand and you stroke it, you massage it, you caress that area of the body which is irritating with as much love as you can possibly generate. Then you find the irritation, the pain, the tightness loosens. You can relax parts of your body. The mindfulness gives you feedback. You know you are relaxing. It's getting easier, more comfortable, more free. And see if you can relax the body so deeply, so nothing is being held tight. There are no knots, no constrictions. Everything expands, loosens, like your body is resting just on soft cushions. Nothing is held tight. and even the muscles around your face are nice and loose, with the mouth smiling. And I call that delightful relaxation. And if you notice the delight, the relaxation goes deeper. The happiness of a relaxed body relaxes you even more. It's like you're expanding, loosening, softening, expanding. The body feels really good. And once the body is relaxed, we can let it go and focus on our mental world, which, like the body, is sometimes stressed and even sick and tight. It needs some softening. So it doesn't, I don't know what's happened to you in the past or the future, but you can start by relaxing the past and the future. It's an old exercise where you imagine that you're carrying two heavy bags. You've been shopping, and the bag in the left hand is so heavy, and you've been carrying it for such a long time, that your arm aches and your shoulder hurts. Same with the bag in the right hand. It's really heavy and your arm and shoulder aches too. Imagine that. And then imagine, visualize looking at the bag in the left hand, and you notice on the outside are the four letters, not M-Y-E-R, the letter P-A-S-T, past. Because in that bag are all of your experiences of the past, which you carry around, and it makes your arm and shoulder hurt, as it were. And you gaze in your visualization at the bag in the right hand, and that has the letters on the outside, F-U-T-U-R-E. That's your future. And in that bag are all your hopes and fears, which again you carry around until you are tired. Now you feel the weight of those bags carrying the past and the future for too long. And you focus on the bag in the left hand, and you imagine leaning your body to the left and lowering that heavy bag with all your memories, good and bad, and lowering it to the ground. And when it meets the floor, the weight vanishes. It's no longer a burden. And it allows you to let go of the handle. Straighten your back and move your left hand and arm to your side so it can recuperate and get its energy back. And then you imagine the bag on your right hand representing your future. So heavy, you lean to the right in your imagination, lowering the bag in the right hand to the floor. When it meets the ground, the weight goes, allowing you to move your arm up away until your right arm is hanging loosely by your right side, having a chance to relax, for the pain to disappear, to get your energy back. And in your imagination, you look down at those two bags to your sides, the past and the future. You put them down, you've let them go for a while. At the end of the meditation, you'll have to take them up again and carry them, but because you've rested, you can carry them without much pain. you've rested. And during this meditation, that you are standing in this space between those two bags, between the past and the future, this place we call the present moment, just now. And during the meditation, please don't pick up those bags. If you find yourself picking up one of them or part of them, put it down again. Let go of the past. Let go of the future. Right now is the only place you can ever find rest and freedom. And you deserve those two. And in this moment between the past and the future, how do you feel? See if you can relax this moment like you relax the body, giving it kindness, opening the door of your heart to this moment called now. Embracing whatever you are feeling. Being at peace with this moment. And how does that feel when you're in this moment making peace? Not trying to get anywhere. Not trying to get rid of things. And certainly not trying to improve this moment. Respecting this moment as it is. This moment is the most important in the whole world for you. And the only thing you need to do is care for it. Care for now. And you'll find the peace gets deeper and stronger. Every time you go off into the future or the past, every time you judge and think, you weaken this peace. This peace in this moment, care for it, cherish it, and it will grow stronger. Want to be aware of your breathing with this peace, please do so. Just know the feeling of the breath as it comes in. Know the feeling as it goes out. Breathing in peace, more peace. Breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Peace. Let go. not picking up the past or the future. And just breathing in peace, breathing out, let go. Relaxing the mind like you relax the body. No pressure, no business. Just being. Just being now. Getting very close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? This is a time to actually to see the results of meditation. How relaxed is your body? And how peaceful is your mind? And why you feel like this? Is how when you let things be, when you put down the past and the future, you are free to relax. and to find some peace inside your heart, realizing there's nothing missing, there's nothing worth getting. You have everything enough to be at peace. Peace of mind. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. As usual, please keep your eyes closed until the last ringing of the gong starts to fade away. Allow the 3 rings of the gong to take you out from your meditation. Nice. Very good. So, those of you who want to stretch, please, you can stretch, scratch, cough, sneeze.